There's a fresh snapshot this morning about the gap between Australia's rich and poor. The latest statistics from the Tax Office show the nation's richest and poorest people are in New South Wales. It's also Australia's wealthiest state. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, has been looking at the figures. He joins me now. Peter, good morning. These figures come as wages growth is stagnating. So are we seeing a widening gap between rich and poor?
Well, Tom, certainly in New South Wales, the income gap is a big one, but the ATO survey is pretty unemotional and, as you'd expect, just pure data. The one for 2016-17 looks at 16.5 million tax returns, including 970,000 companies, superannuation funds and trusts. That in itself, though, is interesting. It finds the richest Australians live on Sydney's northern beaches in the 2108 postcode, where an average taxable income is $230,000, but that's 10 times the income of the nation's poorest postcode of 2308 in suburban Newcastle, north of Sydney. But as you say, there is a giant pay gap, especially given flatlining wages growth in recent years. I spoke with the Deputy Tax Commissioner, Louise Clark, about the widening income gap in Australia, and despite the wealth in parts of Sydney's northern beaches, she told me the biggest winner are far from the normal silvertail locations.
The number one this year are surgeons in Tasmania with the income of $394,866. Coming behind in second place are anaesthetists in the ACT, followed by internal medical specialists in Queensland, plus judges, engineers.
And all of this gives us a very good snapshot about where the wealthiest Australians live and where the poorest Australians live.
It is very important because it tells us what the average taxable income is across the board, as well as where people live with the highest taxable income and where people live with the lowest taxable income. So we can see where we should be putting our services across the country.
Which takes us to the poorest postcode in suburban Newcastle of 2308, just $20,800. What does this tell us about the income gap in Australia?
It doesn't tell us much. That particular postcode will include Newcastle University, which will have lots of students and retirees in that postcode.
You've also looked at 72 professions where women make more money than men. Take us through those sort of jobs.
Authors, futures traders, magistrate, pro surfer and illustrator. Interestingly enough, pro surfers are a very small group of people. Women are at an average taxable income of $76,614 compared to men with $48,367.
And to the big question that a lot of people ask, what about people and companies who don't pay tax or try to avoid paying tax? How does this data help you rein in the tax avoiders?
It doesn't, because it's really only average taxable income. So we can't really get a good picture of how to rein in tax avoiders.
Deputy Tax Commissioner Louise Clark there with the ABC's Peter Ryan. Peter, despite the tighter times, I understand Australians are generous when it comes to charitable donations.
Yes, Tom, these figures show Australians are pretty generous, donating $3.5 billion over the period in question, with an average gift size of $770, and this is despite the slow wages growth we were talking about, and recently the lower perceived personal wealth as housing prices come off their record highs.
Okay, the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, thank you.